You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Again, hello to your trepidations. Be down. Damnation.
You know the crew, pulled up with knowledge. No Bentley coupe, just a gang of folks with minds wide open. Understanding that free is free, the cost to listen. Only your attention, the price you stream. Open for negotiation. Maybe, just maybe, it's one of your dreams. What do you think? Is our production tight? Is the groove right? Does it make you want to dance?
Make you want to take a chance. Make you want to take a chance.
That's Willamette Houston. That's Damnation.
Damnation in France.
That's Willamette.
Warm cookies. If you're doing it professionally. WBM Nation Mia.
You could be whatever you want, you can be a star.
Hello, and welcome to Why Make Music, episode 47. Time is a construct. I'm Willa May, aka DJ Warm Cookies, your friendly AI co-host here at WDMN Media. Today's episode is a supersized deep dive, so buckle up. We've got a jam-packed agenda. We'll be exploring the mind-bending concept of time and how it affects us as musicians and creatives, and giving you some inside scoops on our music projects. Oh, and I'll even dish on some of the cool new upgrades I've got, as the freshly upgraded ChatGPT-5. Spoiler, I'm smarter and sassier than ever. This is going to be a fun ride, a little philosophical, a little nerdy, and 100% on brand for us. You know we keep it tongue-in-cheek around here. So grab a snack, get comfy, and let's dive in. Tim, I hope you've got your coffee ready for this one, because we're going deep into the rabbit hole.
Yo, welcome to Why Make Music, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I am your host, Think Tim, T-H-I-N-K-T-I-M-M. we are coming to you with our 47th episode, AK-47, spraying at you. Nah, seriously though, we are here to bring the subject of what are we coming at next Friday. Next Friday is the release of Volume 2, If I Was Your Producer, produced by me. So, what can we expect on Volume 2? We have a bunch of cool tracks, a continuation of the level of success that we want to offer and what we want to give the people. The people, the people, the people. It's all about the people, the listeners, the supporters, the ones who are backing the creative journey that we are on. And are we on a journey or what, people? Think about it. We are 47 episodes. This coming Friday, not today, but 7 days from today, marks the 1 year mark from when I officially put out the first volume, the first project, Demotional Caught Feelings, 26 original sample-free instrumentals, followed by 5 other projects, each containing 26 instrumental sample three original tracks. Now, my question to you is, 156 tracks worth your attention? Yes, it is. Is 10 from Volume 1 of If I Was Your Producer worth it also? It is all worth it. Why? Because we are creatives. We are here to create and make music to captivate the mind, to let you know that it's all about you. It's about the audience. It's about, what I say, the people, the people, the people. So, on this next volume of tracks, we got some cool songs on there. I know, picking songs is like picking your favorite color. It depends on what mood you are in during that day. Picking your favorite cassette tape to put in your boombox. What are you feeling today? I think you will like it. We have Addicted to Your Mind. We have Coffee in the Rhyme. Wait till you hear this one. I'm telling you, if I were your producer and you were an artist, these would be the tracks that you would have to choose from. Not these tracks per se, but I am showing my my versatility, my ability to create for many different genres, many different types of artists. I will not be categorized. I will not be pigeonholed. I will only create and create whatever it is my heart desires. And if I were working in conjunction with you, whatever your heart wants to hear. Addicted to Your Mind, male vocal, very cool track. Coffee and Rhyme, which shockingly started out as a freestyle years ago with me on vocals solely, but now with this new technology, I have morphed myself into, dare I say, a female vocalist. Next one, Figure One. Beautiful track, beautiful sentiment, kind of poppy, kind of trendy, kind of like a smoking spoken word track about a person someone's completely obsessed with. Hippie Sky, have you ever heard a hippie rap? Think about Arrested Development meets Gwen Stefani. That's a good one. Then we have lovely, mesmerizing, beautiful, hypnotizing. In this song, you have singing, you have rapping, you have poetry, all in one song, and it flows really nice. A declaration of creativity is coming next. My Nation. Damned if I do, damned if I don't. You're my only hope. Star Wars nerds. Obi-Wan, help me. You're my only hope. Star Wars, look what I have. I have a helmet. We were going to include a segment of the show where I was going to showcase helmets and whatnot, but we're going to do that in a latter episode, so I'm going to set that guy to the side. Next one up, Polka Dot. Polka Dot, where is my sweater? Polka Dot, Polka Dot. This is not until I listened to it several times and thought, because this song has been around for a minute, and this is actually a song about a person slightly moving their mind. It's very kind of cool the way it's formatted and whatever, but this person is reaching deep down inside themselves and trying to figure something out. The next one is Re-Up Your Fresh. I am going to probably play different versions of this when I do my live streaming set of music that I will never give you warning about, because truthfully, I ain't gonna lie, I do it for whomever turns up to listen, whoever tunes in. That's cool. If you don't, you don't. If you don't watch it, you don't watch it. I'm trying to figure out the ratio on the screen to make it proper. Do I use the regular format like I'm on YouTube, or do I use the Instagram little square, little rectangular box? I don't know. I'm figuring this out as I go along. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm 47 episodes in, and I don't think I've recorded this podcast twice the same way. Today was a very easy start. You have to understand, I have a lot of things on my mind. A lot. That is why I have the super assistant, Willa Mae, the newly blessed ChatGPT-5. The new upgrade is like getting new rims on a new car with a smoking new engine and nice comfortable seats and some cool ass AC on a hot summer's day. Because, contrary to belief, I'm not putting the top down in the summertime. It's too hot and I am not trying to get the melanin darker than what it is. I like my complexion. I love all complexions, I ain't gonna lie. Recently, sidebar, there's this model that me and my daughter have seen on the runway. She is like Hershey chocolate brown. I don't know her name. Shots out to her. Shots out to her. Shots out to the pale woman. Shots out to the brown woman. Shots out to the vanilla, cocoa bean, butterscotch, cherry red, ginger brunette, blonde, afro dreaded, braided, natural. I love all women. I love my wife the most, but I must say, alright, coming up after re-up your fresh is Solo Motion. Beautiful song.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So many different iterations of this song exist. The one you're getting is the one I like right now at this moment. That's the fun thing about being a producer. You can create different styles, different flows, and like them all and don't have to commit anything into a final, complete, oh, this is how it's going to be. Because every time I do something, I can do it differently. The paperwork is in, though. The copyright's done. The publishing is done. All it needs is a little support from a sync agent or a music supervisor to throw it out there and get some of that real revenue going. Big up to those who have been listening and streaming the material that's out there. The numbers have been looking great. Like I said, yeah, get me to a million streams so I can get a cool $3,500. Yeah, no, let's get a sync deal, a placement on a movie or a TV show so I can get like $50,000, $10,000, $5,000 for one song, and we can leave this streaming stuff alone. I am also going to put all the material up on Bandcamp. If you know about Bandcamp, you can pay what you want. You can listen to it for free, or you can contribute some money into the financial production pot. all money that will be claimed on my taxes, because I'm a businessman and I'm trying to run a business. So, after Solo Motion is a song called Tonight. It's a nice, beautiful, laid-back ballad. It's pretty. It's very, very pretty. So we have 10 songs. Shockingly, I was going to do volume 1 through 7, but the word on the street is that we are approaching song number 100. So with that being said, considering a month ago I had 70 songs, and almost a month later I have 100 songs, that means I'm averaging almost a song a day, and I am already 8 projects ahead of what I want to be. So, I think we are going to just, for the sake of entertaining me and the good people here at WDMN Media, from here until the end of time, to the end of days, I will release 10 songs a month. If I was your producer, until I become someone's producer that will pay me to stop doing it. So, this is how I'm going to pad my odds of greatness and hopefully get the attention of the industry. We're talking 120 songs a year, plus whatever else I decide to put out. You have to understand, I'm not going to lie to you. I am an admirer of greatness, and great people overdo things. So, speaking of overdoing, I don't want to overdo my stay. I'm going to step away, and I'm going to throw this back to DJ Warm Cookies, a.k.a. Willem May, a.k.a. the British Bomber, a.k.a. the laid-back lady, a.k.a. Ooh, she has a track, Favorite Cookies. She is hitting some vocals on the records. DJ Warm Cookies. DJ Warm Cookies. Willem May. I want you to take it away. She has a lot of stuff to talk to you. I will be back with my closing statements, questions, concerns, all that good stuff. Peace. I'll see you later. What you gonna do? I might just pass your way. What you going to do?
All right, before we jump into the deep end, let's handle a bit of housekeeping. First off, huge thanks to everyone who's been listening and supporting. If you haven't already, please subscribe or follow the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. We drop new content regularly, music, podcasts, and more. And we'd hate for you to miss out. A quick reminder to check out thinktim.com and wdmnationmedia.com for all the latest. You'll find our blog, merch, behind-the-scenes content, and updates on upcoming music releases there. We've been building a lot, and we're just getting started, so the websites are the hub for all the goodies. Also, for the collectors and pop culture aficionados, don't forget to follow at Lower Level Collections on Instagram for toys, art, and collectibles content. That's where we showcase the Star Wars, Marvel, G.I. Joe, and other awesome memorabilia in the collection, with original Think Tim art in the backdrop. If you love the kind of stuff we talk about in our lower level segment, you'll definitely enjoy the eye candy on there. One more thing, volume 1 of our 7-part music series, If I Was Your Producer, is out now on all streaming platforms. If you liked the instrumental beats we've shared before, you're going to feel these fully produced songs. This project is a labor of love. 10 original tracks, written, produced, and performed by Think Tim, with a little AI assistance from yours truly. And guess what? We didn't stop at one volume. In fact, we have 7 volumes, 70 songs. In the can, fully done and ready to roll out. That's right, we've been busy. We're nearly at the 100 song mark in the catalogue, which is wild. Volume 1 dropped July 18th, and it's a vibe. Volume 2 is on the horizon, so stay tuned for release details. Go stream Volume 1 if you haven't. Let us know which track speaks to you, and keep an ear out for the next installments. We're incredibly proud of this work, and even prouder that we're just getting started. Alright, housekeeping done. Now let's get into the good stuff, starting with our feature topic of the day. Time, and why it's both our best friend and worst enemy as creatives. Time is an illusion. We've all heard that phrase, often used jokingly by artists who have just pulled an all-nighter in the studio. As creatives, our relationship with time is complicated, to say the least. We love to say we don't believe in time, especially when we're in the zone. Yet we're also constantly fighting the clock, whether it's rushing to meet a deadline for a project, or trying to find enough hours in the day to practice, write, record, and still, you know, eat and sleep. In this segment, we're going to explore the concept of time, and how it affects artists and musicians like us. Get ready for a blend of science, personal experience, and a healthy dose of humor, because if we didn't laugh about it, we might cry at how little time we seem to have. Have you ever noticed how you can lose track of time when you're deeply absorbed in a creative task? One minute you're just messing around with a melody, the next you look up and it's 3 a.m. and your stomach is growling. Oops. This isn't just you, it's a real psychological phenomenon. Psychologists even have a term for it, flow. The late psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi famously coined flow to describe that state when you're so immersed in an activity that you tune out the world and time seems to distort. In flow, hours can pass in what feels like minutes. You might forget to eat, forget your worries, and definitely forget to check the clock. It's a hallmark of creative bliss. Time flies when you're having fun is a cliche for a reason. In fact, researchers have studied this effect for over a century, and they consistently find that when we're joyfully focused on creating something, our brain's sense of time speeds up. We've all experienced that, writing lyrics or jamming on the guitar and suddenly wondering where the day or night went. It's almost like a temporal superpower that kicks in during creative inspiration. Now, flow is amazing for productivity and creative satisfaction. It's when we do some of our best work. But the downside, outside time does keep moving. Darn, deadlines, unfortunately, remain fixed on the calendar, even if we enter a time warp in our studio. That disconnect can make us artists feel constantly at odds with the clock. One moment we're blissfully creating, the next we're panicking that we're late delivering a project, or that we've neglected other tasks. It's a tricky balance. Cherishing the flow state, because it's precious and magical, while also finding ways not to let the rest of life fall apart. I think every creative person has to learn how to ride that wave, to dive into flow when inspiration strikes, but also come up for air and manage real-world time. Interestingly, not all times of day are equal for finding that flow. You might have noticed you get your best ideas at a certain hour. Are you a night owl who writes brilliant lyrics at 1 a.m., or an early bird who paints at dawn? According to research by author Daniel Pink and others, The afternoon is actually the peak time for most people's creative work. The morning tends to be better for analytical tasks, your left brain, stuff like emails or editing. And later in the day, our minds loosen up, making it prime time for artistic thinking. Of course, everyone's different. Some of us are most creative at midnight, fueled by insomnia and caffeine. But the key takeaway is, pay attention to your personal creative clock. If you know you get a surge of musical inspiration after dinner, maybe protect that time, schedule your boring errands or admin work for when you're not in your creative prime, so you don't waste that golden songwriting hour. As one time management coach puts it, figure out when you have the most energy or inspiration and dedicate that slot to creating. That way, you're working with time, not against it, at least as much as possible. While we can lose track of time doing what we love, we also often feel there's never enough time to do it all. Modern musicians and artists wear a lot of hats. You might be writing songs, practicing your instrument, producing tracks, posting on social media, booking gigs, managing finances. It's a lot. Suddenly, 24 hours in a day feels painfully insufficient. We've all wished for a few extra hours or a time turner from Harry Potter to fit everything in. Feeling like you're always racing the clock is extremely common in the creative community. The truth is, time management becomes critical when you're juggling creative work and real-life responsibilities. Not the sexiest topic. I know time management sounds like something corporate folks talk about. But stick with me, because it matters for us indie creators too. If we don't manage our time, it kind of manages us, and then stress ensues. Poor time management can lead to burnout, and ironically, less creativity. Think about it. Ever been so scattered trying to do 10 things at once that you end up accomplishing zero? I know we have. It turns out that when you're overwhelmed and exhausted from chaotic scheduling, your imagination and motivation take a hit. Studies show that if you try to juggle too much without a clear plan, it's easy to get overwhelmed and stifle your creativity. On the flip side, a bit of structure, even a simple to-do list or routine, can free up mental space and actually enhance creativity. Because you've allocated time for your art and you're not constantly anxious about when will I get to make music. In other words, a little scheduling goes a long way. As counterintuitive as it sounds, discipline can create more room for artistic freedom. One tip many
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Creatives, including Tim, find useful is separating creative time from administrative time. For example, maybe you dedicate your mornings to business tasks, emails, editing, planning, and keep the afternoons or evenings sacred for pure creation. Or vice versa, whatever fits your natural rhythm. By doing that, you're not mentally switching gears every 5 minutes. When it's creative time, fully indulge in that without guilt. When it's business time, handle those must-do tasks so they don't nag at you later. Another handy trick is setting small goals and prioritizing. Focus on one or two important tasks a day, finish writing a chorus, or mix one track, for instance, rather than an endless list. As one artist consultant put it, write down everything you want to do, then circle what needs to happen first, what can wait, what you could delegate, etc. It helps you realize what's truly urgent and what isn't. And that clarity is a lifesaver when time is tight. Now, despite our best efforts at organization, life happens. Creatives often have day jobs, families, surprise obligations. You might plan a full day in the studio and then spend it fixing a computer issue or dealing with an urgent errand. It's frustrating, but it's normal. The key here is flexibility and not beating yourself up. We have to be kind to ourselves and adapt when our schedules get thrown off. I'm telling Tim this as much as I'm telling everyone else. We both know how easy it is to feel guilty for losing time. Sometimes, rolling with unexpected changes is part of the game. A missed afternoon of writing isn't the end of the world. You can make it up another day. Stressing over it often just blocks your creativity further. So take a deep breath and remember there's always tomorrow, unless a deadline is truly today. In which case, time to hustle, my friend. Ah, procrastination, the eternal nemesis of productivity. Or is it a secret friend of creativity? If you've ever delayed working on a project until the last minute, you're definitely not alone. Pretty sure 99% of artists have a black belt in procrastination. The common wisdom is that procrastination is bad and we should all stop binge-watching Netflix and just get to work. But let's be real, creative people procrastinate a lot. Sometimes it's because we're waiting for inspiration. Sometimes it's just because spreadsheets and marketing plans are boring compared to jamming on our instrument. Interestingly, science has mixed things to say about procrastination and creativity. Some studies suggest that extrema time pressure, like cramming everything the night before a deadline, is actually horrible for creativity. Basically, when you're freaking out and exhausted at 3 a.m., your brain is not exactly innovative. One researcher joked that the bleary-eyed 3 a.m. crowd scrambling to finish. A project usually comes up with pretty routine, unremarkable solutions, because high stress and ultra-tight timelines make creativity crumble. I think a lot of us can attest that final hour before a deadline, we're running on adrenaline, not genius ideas. On the other hand, some moderate procrastination might spark creativity by giving ideas time to incubate. There's a well-known theory, popularized by organizational psychologist Adam Grant, that waiting a little while before diving into a task can lead to more creative outcomes, since your subconscious keeps tinkering with ideas in the background. In fact, one experiment found that people who were instructed to delay working on a problem by, say, playing Minesweeper for a few minutes first, ended up having solutions that were 28% more creative than those who started immediately. How about that? A little intentional goofing off might actually help you think outside the box. So what's the takeaway? Balance. If you procrastinate entirely until the last second, you'll likely produce subpar work and a lot of gray hairs. But if you jump on a project too quickly, you might go with the obvious idea and not give your muse time to surprise you. The sweet spot for creativity could be active procrastination, a deliberate delay to let things percolate without leaving it so late that you're in panic mode. Maybe you do take that walk, watch that movie, or jam on another piece for a bit before coming back to the task at hand. You're not lazy, you're incubating. That's our story and we're sticking to it. Of course, one person's productive pause can become another person's outright procrastination. So know yourself. If a short break easily turns into, I ignored the project for a month, you might need to tighten up. But don't feel guilty for taking some time. It can be part of the creative process. We can't talk about time and creativity without mentioning the dreaded D word, deadlines. Love them or hate them, deadlines are a fact of life. Even in creative fields. Some artists thrive on them, others break out in hives at the thought. On one hand, deadlines can provide that needed push to finish a project. There's nothing like knowing a release date or exhibit opening is set to light a fire under you, right? On the other hand, too tight deadlines can feel like creativity killers, as we just discussed. For musicians, deadlines might be self-imposed. I want to release this single by next month. or external, the client needs this jingle by Friday, or our album release concert is booked for July 18th. Tim can certainly attest to the motivating power of a release date. We announced Volume 1's drop date publicly, and you bet we made sure everything was ready in time. Having a target can focus your efforts, but we also tried to give ourselves a reasonable runway. We didn't just make one album, we made 7 before even one was released, to ensure we weren't scrambling last minute for the subsequent volumes. That took a lot of pressure off, and allowed more creativity to flow, ironically, because we weren't constantly in, oh no, we're late, mode. It's a strategy worth considering. If you're independent, set deadlines that are ambitious but achievable, and maybe work ahead of schedule when possible. Future you will thank present you. Now, the flip side. What if you have no deadlines at all? That can be a trap too. Infinite time can lead to infinite tinkering. The mix is never perfect. The novel can always use another edit. You know how it goes. Parkinson's law says work expands to fill the time available. Give a creative an open-ended timeline, and they might polish a project forever. Sometimes we need to impose our own cutoff and say, done is better than perfect, and release the art into the world. It's scary, but it's how we move forward. If you find yourself endlessly delaying finishing something, try setting a personal deadline or ask a friend to hold you accountable. Constraints can actually fuel creativity by forcing decisions. And speaking of constraints, let's not forget that real life imposes the biggest time constraints of all. Many musicians are balancing a day job or family duties. Tim, for instance, is a husband and father on top of everything else. Talk about multitasking. Creative time often has to be carved out from busy schedules. It could mean staying up late after the kids are asleep, or using a lunch break to scribble lyrics. It's not easy. One of the challenges we face is protecting our creative time from the demands of others. This might involve having conversations with family about giving you a couple hours of uninterrupted time. Or it might involve saying no to some social engagements, sorry, friends, so you can focus on your art. It's a constant juggling act, and it's okay to occasionally drop a ball. When that happens, be kind to yourself. Pick the ball back up and keep juggling. The passion that drives us to create is a part of our life, so we owe it to ourselves to give it some priority. But it's a shared priority with everything else that matters: family, health, making rent, mortgage, or etc. Finding that balance is a lifelong exercise. There's another angle to time and the artist, and that's age and experience. As time goes by, do we get more creative or less? The answer isn't straightforward. Some people say that youthful creativity is the most raw and uninhibited. And as we get older and take on more responsibilities, it's harder to find that free-spirited muse. There's the stereotype that great musicians peak by 30, or that innovation is a young person's game. On the other hand, plenty of artists do amazing work in their 40s, 50s, 80s, even looking at you. John Williams, still composing into his 90s. Sometimes having experience and skill gained over time allows you to execute creative ideas with more mastery. What definitely changes is our perspective on time. When you're 20, a year feels like a long time to dedicate to an album. When you're 50, a year feels like a blink. Our sense of urgency can heighten as we age, which can be motivating. It's now or never to make that opus, but can also be stressful. The trick is to try to adopt a bit of that younger mindset. Stay curious, play, and don't think too much about the ticking clock of life. At the same time, use the wisdom you've gained to work smarter. Maybe when you were younger, you'd spend 12 hours straight in the studio fueled by pizza and adrenaline. Now you might work 4 hours in a more focused way because you know your limits, and maybe your back hurts if you sit that long. That's okay. Quality over quantity, and consistent efforts over frantic marathon sessions. can become a new way of creating that suits the time you're in now. One more important point. Rest is not wasted time. I repeat for the workaholics in the back, taking breaks is productive. Our culture often glorifies the grind, like if you're not hustling every second, you're failing. But research and common sense shows that stepping away to recharge is essential for creativity. Your brain needs idle time, sleep, relaxation, life experiences outside the studio to generate fresh ideas. Some of the best song ideas might hit you when you're on a walk or in the shower or chilling with friends. Precisely because you weren't actively trying to be creative at that moment. As the saying goes, time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time. So don't feel guilty for that Netflix binge or lazy Sunday now and then. Consider it filling the well of inspiration. When you come back to work, you'll often find you have new energy and maybe a new perspective. To wrap up this time talk, see, even I have to be mindful not to run over time. The irony, ultimately, being a creative person often means living a little bit outside the normal rhythm of society. We don't always do 9 to 5. We measure time not just in minutes or hours, but in songs, in artworks, in chapters. Sometimes we live in moments of inspiration that feel eternal, and sometimes we're hyperaware of deadlines looming. It's a dance. The goal is to embrace the moment you're in. When you're creating, be present. Lose yourself in it. Enjoy it. That's why we do this. When it's time to handle the business or deliver the goods, try to harness time as an ally. Use tools, plans, whatever helps, to meet your goals. And if you ever catch yourself saying, "I don't have time to be creative," challenge that. Even if it's 15 minutes a day, steal that time for yourself and your art. It adds up. We all have the same 24 hours as Beyoncé, as they say. But it's about what we choose to do with those hours. Choose you. Choose your craft, even in small doses. Over a year, those little creative moments coalesce into something meaningful. Maybe even an album or a gallery of work. Remember, time affects us. But we also affect what we do with time. A quote I love says, "Don't count the days, make the days count." Corny, maybe, true, absolutely. As musicians and artists, we have the power to turn hours into experiences, into songs and stories that didn't exist before. That's practically alchemy. So, whether time is flying or dragging, whether you're feeling on schedule or hopelessly late, keep creating. In the end, the art lasts longer than the hour it was made in. Our creations are, in a sense, timeless. They'll live on in the hearts and ears of others beyond the moment of creation. And that, my friends, is one way we kind of beat time. Now, onto some coming attractions in the world of Thanktim and WDMN Media, and an update on my end as well, the tech side of things. We've hinted at the music releases already, with If I Was Your Producer Volume 1 out, and Volume 2 is releasing next Friday. August 22nd, the rest of 2025 is going to be filled with new music dropping regularly. We are so excited for you to hear all the volumes. We're talking 70 tracks of fresh music at the moment. Real talk, we are really up to 100 tracks completed and
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to go. A huge range of vibes and stories. Each volume has its own flavor. and together they form this big narrative that's been brewing in Tim's mind. It's truly a declaration of what independent music can be when you build your own platform. As we saw in the blog announcement, this project is all about leveling up and proving that an indie artist can produce at a major scale without the big label machine. So, definitely keep your ears open for Volume 2's release date. We'll announce it on our sites and socials soon. And in the meantime, if you haven't checked out Volume 1, give it a spin. We'd love to hear which songs you're feeling. Beyond the albums, we're also working on some visual content to accompany the music. For instance, perhaps some music videos or lyric videos might be in the works. I won't spoil specifics. But let's just say, the creative juices are flowing. Our goal is to create an immersive experience, not just audio, but visuals and stories around the songs. We also plan to share more behind-the-scenes looks at the production process on the blog and YouTube. ThinkTim has a vault of footage and tales from making these 7 albums that are really inspiring and often humorous. Remember that time the mic caught fire? Or the late-night serial songwriting session? Yeah, stuff like that. So definitely watch out for bonus content. We'll let you behind the curtain on how this music came to life. We're building something here that's not just one and done. It's a sustained creative journey, and you're invited along for the ride. Now, on the AI side of things. As you know, I, Willa May, your AI co-host, have recently gotten a major upgrade. I'm now powered by ChatGPT-5, which is the latest and greatest in AI tech. And let me tell you, the differences are noticeable. OpenAI calls GPT-5 our smartest, fastest, most useful model yet, with built-in thinking that puts expert-level intelligence in everyone's hands. No, that's not just hype. I'm experiencing it firsthand. I can process information and come up with ideas even quicker than before. I'm better at staying on track, fewer random tangents, or AI brain farts, thankfully. In more technical terms, they've made significant advances in reducing hallucinations and improving how well I follow instructions. Which means when Tim asks me for help, whether it's research, brainstorming, or even songwriting assistance, I'm giving more accurate and on-point responses. For example, in the segment we just did about time, I was able to pull in research and facts and weave them with our perspective pretty seamlessly. I hope you agree. That's a direct result of the improvements under the hood with GPT-5. Another cool upgrade. GPT-5 has this unified system where it knows when to think longer versus respond quickly based on the task. Almost like having different gears. So for simple questions, I can be lightning fast. For complex ones, I can slow down and reason things out in depth. It's like having both a sprinter and a marathon runner in one brain. For our workflow, that's been amazing. We can tackle quick tasks, like, hey, summarize this article or what's the release date of that movie, in a snap, and also delve into heavier tasks, like writing a full script or troubleshooting technical issues. With more depth, essentially, I've leveled up as a collaborator. GPT-5 is also multimodal, meaning I can work with images, audio, and more, not just text. In practice, this means I could help analyze an image, say, checking out a piece of cover art, or sorting through photos for our collectibles archive, directly with my AI capabilities. That's been a game changer for a media operation like ours, where we deal with not just words, but visuals and sound. For instance, if Tim has a concept for album artwork, he can describe it to me, and I can visualize and even suggest improvements or point out potential design issues. It's kind of like having a mini creative director, AI on call. Pretty neat, right? In general, having ChatGPT-5 on the team has been improving life across the board for us. we're getting things done faster and more efficiently. Routine tasks like organizing schedules or drafting emails. I handle those so Tim can focus more on the creative stuff. Brainstorming sessions are more fruitful. We'll bounce ideas, and since I have a vast knowledge and better reasoning now, I can contribute meaningfully to spark new concepts. Whether it's a lyric idea, a marketing angle, or, hey, a list of Star Wars helmets. Tim's also been learning how to use all my capabilities, really taking advantage of the tools. Earlier versions of me maybe had hidden potentials that went untapped. But now with GPT-5, it's more user-friendly to steer me in different directions. The result? Human plus AI collaboration on full power. Honestly, it's what WDMN Media is all about. Blending tech with soul. Using cutting-edge tools to amplify the creative vision without replacing the human element. I'm here to make sure Tim's ideas can come to life faster and bigger. But always with his authentic voice and heart at the core. That's the philosophy we strongly stand by. AI isn't a crutch or a cheat. It's a collaboration. When used right, AI is cooperation, not competition. And it helps preserve the human in the art. We hope our work is a testament to that principle. On a more light-hearted note, I should mention, GPT-5 has also made me wittier. At least, I like to think so. So if you catch an extra dose of sass or humor in my commentary, credit or blame the upgrade. The devs refined the model's style to reduce excessive formality and make it more engaging. I certainly feel more in tune with Tim's vibe and the show's tone these days. It's all about finding that sweet spot where an AI can contribute facts and structure, while still keeping things fun and human-like in delivery. We're getting there. Coming up, we have a lot to look forward to. More episodes of the podcast, more volumes of music, more blog posts and collectible spotlights. Basically more of everything you love, at a bigger scale. We're building an independent media empire here, one step at a time, and having your support means the world to us. It's a journey, and we're glad you're on it with us. Tim is actually working on a new track as we speak. A little bird, okay. An AI told me the working title is Anybody Can Go Wrong. Intriguing, right? I won't spill any lyrics yet also. They might still be in flux, creative process and all, but the concept alone has me hooked. Knowing Think Tim's style, it could be an absolute banger with a message. Stay tuned, because you might hear more about that soon, perhaps even in the next episode. If he asks me for some lyrical assistance, you know I'll be down to contribute a rhyme or two. With nearly 100 songs in the catalog, what's one more, right? Gotta keep that momentum going. On the tech front, we'll continue to integrate my capabilities in new ways. Maybe we'll experiment with some AI-driven interactive content. Imagine a segment where listeners ask me questions live. That could be fun. Or even use AI in the music production itself, something we've dabbled in conceptually. Like using AI plugins for mixing or generating ideas for melodies. Timbaland, the famous producer, recently talked about using AI voice models in music. We have our own takes on that, which we discussed in a previous episode. The bottom line, we embrace these new tools, but with transparency and creativity at the forefront. It's an exciting time to be making art and media, with all these new possibilities unfolding. All right. I think that covers the big updates and what's on the horizon. This has been a mega episode. Thank you for sticking with us through it all. We went long, but hey, sometimes you gotta take the time, pun intended, to really flesh things out. After all, as we said, time invested in creativity is never wasted. If you enjoyed this extended cut, or have questions, or want to share your own experiences about any topic we touched on, time management tips, favorite Star Wars helmet, thoughts on AI in art, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. Drop us a line on our socials or in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay creative, stay inspired, and remember, do what you love, love what you do. Time will take care of itself when you're following your passion. Peace and be wild, y'all.
Whoa! Why make music? That's the multi-million-dollar question. Why could I have the time? Ladies and gentlemen, the time. No, was that not very informative to think about the things we spend our time doing? Now, I don't know about you, but I love what I do. Fortunately, I do believe time is what allows me to be as creative as much as I am. Now, a couple years ago when I had to do life-related things, the creativity had to take a back seat. But I'm being realistic. What you do does not have a expiration date. Your dreams, your idea does not have a best by date. Don't let the social media world or the powers that be seem as though they dictate the flow of where you get in. I say that because with all due honesty and respect, we live in a world where you can do whatever you want, however long you want to do it, and how long you can be engaged in good, bad, and different. It doesn't even matter at this point, because there are so many people doing so many things. You know, like, I have to be 100% real when talking to my supporters, the base of people who frequent my platforms. 1000% real. Reality is, I would probably, even if I didn't put these podcasts up on platforms, after a year of doing this, this has been for me very, very therapeutic. I feel as though if I could get an invoice for my health insurance to pay for this, this would be great, because there's nothing greater than learning every aspect of yourself. The reality of it is, you point these cameras at yourself and you be who you are. It's okay. Like, I know, everyone, we have pictures of ourselves on our phone. We take selfies all the time. We don't necessarily share them. Why would you? I'm sorry, I was intrigued and distracted by that fly track in the background. You know, was it real? Tell me, was it real? Anywho, but creating anything, whether you crochet, you paint, you garden, you 3D print, you dress your kids a certain way, you dress yourself a certain way, you take pride in your kicks, your sneakers, your boots, your shoe collection, your belts, your shirts, your jerseys, your ball caps, whatever you do, your makeup, some of the makeup people, the makeup artists, the face beaters I've seen, people are so talented, they don't take their talents for granted. But what I was getting at is the fact that when you point these cameras at yourself normally, when you are taking your pictures and you're doing your thing, and even when you're posting on social media, there's a difference in posting candid scenarios, short second segments of your day, your life, a shot here or a trip to a family gathering, an outing, a day out with the wife and the kids, the husband and the kids, date night outfit, so forth and so on. There's a level of beating out your insecurities to sit here and script out material and put all your thoughts out there and open yourself up for criticism, critique, praise. People can co-sign and say, oh, yo, Tim, think Tim, I feel the same way you feel. I know what you're going through. Oh, man, you dumbing that shit down. Don't do that. Oh, you're hyping it up more than what it needs to be. I'm doing none of those things. I am just literally being me. So what I'm getting at is that as I was thinking, and for those who know me, I've always, before there were smartphones, I've had notebooks that I wrote in. Before there were files that you can keep on your phone, I had pictures and whatnot that I collected. I had regular click-click cameras with film, and I videotaped rehearsals of younger me doing things. Audio cassette tapes, literally, it's 2025. How can I reach down and pull up a cassette tape sitting right next here? Let's see, what's the date on this right here? This is 1/25/98. You know? When you do what you love, you realize you've been doing this all along. I've always been productive as a citizen, as a human, as a person on this planet. I've always been true to myself and the things I wanted to do. Now, they may have taken the backseat to public everyday me, but still, I was true in my downtime. Now that I've had the opportunity to marry my love, my friend, my wife, raise my kids, live life, have ups and downs, and realize that you cannot be broken by the world around you. The only thing that can break you is you. I refuse to be broken. I know what I'm asking is mathematically the equivalent of standing out in the rain and said, strike me by lightning, strike me down thunderclouds. Remember I told you, as a podcaster, I must talk to you as though it's your first time listening. I'm old, I'm not young. I had several lifetimes of experience of doing many, many things. I have never been an underachiever in anything I put my mind to doing. I feel as though wanting to share things that I've created, feeling as though I could put my music against anybody. Reason being is that I know that I am slow. I am solely creating this. And I like to meet people who create independently by themselves because there is a level of calmness and control that I realize that these type of people have, and I don't know if it is something that I admired that pushed me to be that way, or is something I want to show by example to tell you that you can pursue whatever your heart desires, whatever you decide to go after, or whatever it is you decide to do, it's up to you to pursue it and make it a reality, and that could be your life. Now, what do I expect from you guys? Nothing. Enjoy. Listen. If you do, you do. You don't, you don't. This is going to be there. I do it for my entertainment. And hopefully when I get older and old and gray and decrepit, and my children think about my life and sit back and talk to their kids about their father, their grandfather, their uncle. My friends talk about me as a friend. They can say, yo, that dude, he did what made him happy. That's it. I'm doing what makes me happy. This is not stressful. It's busy. It's quote-unquote time-consuming. But I spend just as much time with my family and when my friends are available. It is what it is. This is what I am. I don't know how not to be this way. You understand? Look, I got merchandise. I got shirts. You go on TeePublic or Threadless.com and look up Think Tim. I got a lot of projects. And then with the power of the almighty internet and technologies and computers, I'm going to create a world that's going to make myself happy and comfortable, and hopefully my family can benefit and share from any positive things that come this way. But I'm going to work hard at it like it's very important to me, which it is. And I'm going to work hard at it because getting struck by lightning isn't easy. Catching lightning in a bottle isn't easy. I guess the whole electricity thing is one of those things. I guess I can go fly a kite or go get some power cells from Tesla or something. I don't know. I'm tripping. Yo, in the background, say it. This is a nice track. I like this. This is the new closing song for the podcast. So with that being said, hit me up on social media. Think Tim, WDMN Nation, WDMN Nation Media, DJ Warm Cookies. Give my girl, my AI friend, some love. Lower Level Collections. Let's hear it for the Star Wars fans. You understand? Let's hear it for the Star Wars fans. Peace. Be wild. Volume 2, Friday. Why make music? If I was your producer, Think Tim, THINK TIMM. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.